Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing, should you contact your ex on a special occasion? So before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, dateme.tips. That's www.dateme.tips. Do you need help trying to save your crumbling relationship? Would you like advice on how to try and get your ex back? Or maybe you need an action plan on how to try and get a girlfriend or boyfriend. I provide email coaching on all of these subjects and can help your specific situation. Visit my website, dateme.tips, to find out more details. That's www.dateme.tips. You will also find on my site the books that I've written, my clothing range, and other information. So now let's get back into today's podcast, and today we are discussing, should you contact your ex on a special occasion? So when a special occasion takes place, we have a pull on our heartstrings to consider loved ones. So whether this is birthdays, whether this is Christmas, whether this is New Year, whether this is any type of holiday or special occasion in your personal life, in your ex's personal life, or maybe just within your culture as a whole, you will naturally be thinking about your ex. And this is because these type of special occasions, these type of holidays, these type of moments within our life are special. And because they are special, and because they are not every single day, they hold very personal connotation to families, friends, and loved ones. So it's very natural to be thinking about your ex on these special occasions, and in particular, obviously, on their birthday. You know, that is a special occasion which is personally for your ex. So when you go through these special occasions, when you are approaching these particular dates, you are naturally going to be thinking about your ex, and it will probably cross your mind, should I contact my ex? Should I send them a message? Should I phone them up? How about I send them a card? You know, if it's their birthday, do I send them a birthday card? Do I send them a Christmas card? Or how about I go further than that? Why don't I get them a present? Should I deliver the present to them? Should I give some type of grand gesture to my ex to celebrate this special occasion? Could this be a great opportunity to try to rekindle things? In particular, if you've been dumped, do you use this as a chance to try to reconnect? Or how about if you was the person who dumped your ex? Is this a good time to say, look, I've made a bad decision, I'm really sorry. Can we try to get past this and start again? Well, there is no blanket answer to this question. So in this podcast, I'm going to give you some generalized thoughts and opinions. But as I said, there is not a blanket kind of answer to all of this, because there are so many permutations, there are so many different attributes to this question, that it's not possible for me to answer them all within this podcast. So if you would like specific advice on whether you should consider contacting your ex on a special occasion, then please get in touch on my website, dateme.tips, to have some personalized email coaching, because at that stage I can actually look into your personal unique situation and give you the advice which I believe is aimed specifically at you and your scenario. So you can find out details on my email coaching on dateme.tips. But now I'm just going to give you some generalized viewpoints on should you contact your ex on a special occasion. So I always say that if you've been dumped, then in most instances, you should never contact your ex again unless they contact you first. And this obviously fits into this as well. So if you've been dumped, then I do not in general advise for you to contact your ex unless they contact you first. However, there are a few exceptions and they do include special occasions. But as I said, This is a very large topic, and I don't have time, unfortunately, to go into every single specific scenario right now. But if you're unsure, just to give you the blanket kind of thought process, if you're unsure, if you've been dumped, then in general, I suggest you do not contact your ex again unless they contact you first. But as I said, there are some exceptions, and it will depend on your specific, unique circumstances that you had within the relationship with your ex, and to do with how long you've been apart, who dumped who, and all of those kind of things. So in general, if you've been dumped, then no, you should not contact your ex on a special occasion. But as I said, there are exceptions. I'm generalizing to about 75% of the time. Okay, if you was the person who dumped your ex, then in that instance, I do believe that in most instances, you need to reach out. So a special occasion could be a possibility where you do that if you was the person who dumped your ex. But again, there are so many different permutations depending on how the breakup happened, your connection, and how long you've been apart. But once again, I can't go into every single different caveat here on this podcast. I would be here all day if I went through every single possible scenario. So they're the type of generalized viewpoints, and I apologize about the generalized, but there's nothing else I can do in a small podcast. So if you've been dumped, then you should never contact your ex again unless they contact you first. That's probably 75% accurate when it comes to special occasions due to all of the possible permutations of your previous relationship. If you was the person who dumped your ex, then I do believe that you need to reach out if you want to try to rekindle things, because you need to apologize, you need to put your viewpoint across. But I'm really going through this quickly, you know, I'm really speeding up the process here. And again, there is various different kind of situations you need to consider. It's not just as simple as, right, okay, I dumped them, so right, this special occasion, so I'm gonna reach out to them. It's a bit more detailed than that, and it will depend on your unique scenario. But if you don't have chance to have email coaching with me, if you think to yourself, okay, I just want a generalized view, well, I would say that 75% of the time, if you are the person who have been dumped, then no, you do not contact your ex again, in particular on a special occasion. You need to wait till they contact you. That is the generalized 75% opinion that I have on that. And if you are the person who dumped them, then I would say it's the other way around. Then 75% of the time, you do need to be reaching out to them on a special occasion. However, only once, I must add. You know, if you're in these positions and you do reach out to your ex, please make sure it is just for once, right? You reach out once. And if they don't contact you again, if they don't reply to my contact, whether you as a person who was dumped or not, then you need to go into no contact and make sure you use my version of the no contact rule, not the other versions that you find online, because I've seen some of those and I believe they actually hinder your chances of getting back with your ex. So if you want to familiarize yourself with my version of the no contact rule, please subscribe to my podcasts so that you can understand my theories and opinions. So I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast. I hope you don't mind that I've had to generalize on this particular topic. There's just too many options, too many scenarios, too many situations. If you want help with your unique problem, if you want to know whether you should be contacting your ex on a special occasion, then please check out my website, dateme.tips, and arrange some email coaching with me, because email coaching is where I can really help you on a one-to-one basis and try to look at it from your viewpoint, use empathy to understand your scenario, but then also bring to you my thoughts, my theories about what will give you the best possible chance of trying to get your ex back. There is no 100% guaranteed way to get your ex back, but if you do everything right, then you certainly increase your chances.